Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rosma. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Fuentes reaches second base with a double. Stanley moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Fuentes moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wood, and towards Horta, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Corcoran moves to second. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski strikes out. Downing drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mankowski out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rosma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Verizer moves to second. Bruce Dal Canton now pitching. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fuentes bunts for an out. Verizer moves to third. Stanley moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Staub reaches second base with a double. Verizer scores. Stanley scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar, who is chasing the ball. Thompson reaches third base with a triple. Staub scores. It's 7-0, Tigers. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Corcoran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mankowski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Verizer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Verizer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fuentes strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rosma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing center field. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Corcoran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Corcoran moves to second. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mankowski strikes out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm is hit by the pitch. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-2 in the game. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Rosma covering, for the out. Soderholm moves to second. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. It's 7-1, Tigers. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Corcoran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. Kemp moves to second. It's 8-1, Tigers. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Corcoran moves to third. It's 9-1, Tigers. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mankowski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zisk strikes out. 1 out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Tigers. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hairston. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm juggles the ball. That's an error on Soderholm. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Fuentes moves to second. It's 10-2, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Fuentes moves to third. Staub moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Fuentes tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 11-2, Tigers. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Corcoran takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to third. Kemp moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. Kemp scores. Corcoran moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 13-2, Tigers. Laron Lagro now pitching. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-4 in the game. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mankowski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Downing strikes out. 2 outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garr moves to third. Bannister moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Broemer now playing third base. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Stanley strikes out. 2 outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-3, Tigers. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp moves to third. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Corcoran hits a fly ball into center field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kemp tags and scores. Thompson tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 14-3, Tigers. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. May hits a fly ball into center field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bannister moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fuentes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.